Another bite-sized serving from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon.
I spent a number of years in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where they're famous for the red and green chilies. Green, not so hot. Red, a lot hotter. And I'm not a hot guy, but I got used
to
it.
You are hot, doll. Your wife thinks you're hot.
Well, she has to, and so do you, frankly. You're stuck with me. But there's this guy that ate what is called one of the world's hottest peppers, and it's actually not the world's hottest pepper. I'll share that with you in a moment. But something called the ghost pepper really did a job on this guy,
oh,
right?
Oh, God, did it ever. He's in San Francisco, and he was eating it as a part of a contest. And the ghost pepper is so jolly hot, ripped a hole in his esophagus, a one-inch hole in his esophagus. So the guy wound up in hospital for 3 weeks. He needed a special tube put in his throat so he could actually eat food again. That's not even the hottest chili, is it?
Well, no, there's something called the Carolina Reaper. So by comparison, there's a chart called SHU. This is the ratings for how hot chilies or any food actually is. By comparison, Tabasco sauce rates about 2,500 on that scale.
Right.
This pepper is a million.
The ghost pepper.
The ghost pepper is a million. And there's a hotter one, the Carolina Reaper is over 2 million. So by comparison, 2,500, a million. Why would you put that in your mouth?
Why?
Because, you know, what goes in has got to come out one day.
That's what I was thinking. He was in hospital 3 weeks. The first week was probably to repair the damage to his esophagus. But the second 2 weeks, you're right. What damage did it do down there? Right?
Hide the matches.
Oh, God, yeah.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. True stories from the weird side of the internet. Subscribe to the full podcast.